just synonyms, then it would be that Peter and Andrew were also from Bethsaida. Heuriskai, notice we're staying in the present now to foreground. And you have the verb subject order, which is Hebraic. Philip finds Nathanael, and he says to him, now this is a little awkward coming up, the one whom Moses wrote in the law and the prophets, now the notice prophets is nominative, and the prophets wrote in the prophets, we have discovered. So I think the idea is the one whom Moses wrote about, I guess, in the law, and now you have a gap here, and the prophets wrote about in the prophets, we have discovered. Now, who is that? In apposition to Hun, Jesus, the son of Joseph, excuse me, the one from Nazareth. Now, that one from Nazareth is Jesus, not Joseph, because it's the accusative, which is the case of Huion. It's not the case of Joseph. So, Jesus, the son of Joseph, the Jesus from Nazareth, perhaps to distinguish him from some other one. And he said to him, Nathanael, that is to say, Nathanael said to him, Ek Nazaret, dunatai ti agathun einai, out of Nazareth is something good able to come? Now, I want you to notice something here, and that is to say, what's not here? What's not here is a may implying the answer no. I didn't actually notice this until I did my preparation for the reading this time. He's not saying this. Nothing good's able to come out of Nazareth, is it? No, he's not assuming a negative answer. He is saying, is something good able to come out of Nazareth? And, you know, it could be that he's kind of wondering if it could be. So, I'm not sure that we should be preaching negatively against Nazareth or something like that necessarily if we're doing this for a sermon. So I think it's kind of a neutral question. But it's a question because Nazareth is little, never mentioned in the Old Testament. And Philip says to him, Erhu kai ide, come and see. Erhu, present, imperative, active, second person singular, probably emphatic, otherwise you'd use eltha. So it's probably, well, come and see. Aiden ha Jesus, Hebraic word order, Jesus saw ton Nathanael. Now, notice the article is used with Nathanael, where it is not used with Nathanael in verse 46. Picking it up, anaphoric. It is used also in 45, and that's why this rule on the article is always a somewhat slippery one. But usually the first time a guy is mentioned, it's not used, and after that it's normally used. Jesus saw Nathanael erchomenon. Now I want you to notice that. Please watch that. He saw ton Nathanael erchomenon. He saw Nathanael coming. Supplementary participle. Not Nathanael while he was coming. But after verbs of sense, especially a verb of sight or hearing, the predicate position participle to an arthrous noun will be supplementary. He saw Nathanael coming toward him and says to him, now note the background foreground again, backgrounding with the aorist, foregrounding with the first principal part. And he says to him, behold, look, truly Israelites, an Israelite in whom guile not is, in whom there isn't guile. Now, it's an interesting thing whether Jesus is saying that because he's commenting on verse 46, because he was obvious, he was just, you know, being blunt, if you take it that way, or is it simply that he is making an observation about Philip, Nathanael, and he would have made the observation about Nathanael if he hadn't said anything? Now, it could well be that latter one, that he's just talking about him as a person. Legai auto Nathanael. Nathanael. Nathanael says to him, no article this time, Pothen me genoskais. Whence, that is to say, from where, do you know me? Ap ekrithe Jesus kai ipen auto. Jesus responded and said to him, Protu, now this is, look at this construction. This is protu plus the infinitive. Two goes with phonesai, a few words on, before the act of calling you, Philip is the guy who is doing the calling. Before the act, although strictly speaking, in this construction, if you didn't know the story, it should be before you called Philip. All right? However, this is sort of Velsa's rule. What number is it? I don't know, 52 or something. That if the context allows it, you can always be sloppy. All right? We know from the story he was not the one calling Philip. So then, this becomes emphatic. Before Philip called you, unta, while being under the fig tree or bush, I saw you. While you were under the fig tree, I saw you. I suppose a person could argue, and I hadn't really thought about that until right now, you could probably argue that the unta modifies Philip while he was under the fig tree. I'm not sure what sense that would quite make in the story, but you could argue that. What is unta? That is a present active participle, and that's a masculine singular accusative, which is going to modify se, or theoretically at least, Philippon. Apekrithe auto Nathanael. Nathanael said to him, Rabbi, teacher, si I ha huios tu theu, you are the Son of God, si basilois I tu Israel, you are the King of Israel. Now, Paul, I want to observe here, I have not seen a better case than this, and I had forgotten about this, of Caldwell's rule. This is a classic here, because in the first statement, the definite predicate noun follows the verb to be. What is the definite predicate noun? Huios. When the definite predicate noun follows the verb to be, you regularly use the article. Hence, he says, si I ha huios. But in the second case, John puts basilois in front of the verb to be, and that's the predicate. So now he takes the article away. And you still translate it the King of Israel, not a King of Israel, because of Caldwell's rule, which is, if I can restate this, a definite predicate noun preceding the verb to be regularly lacks the article, the second case. A definite predicate noun following the verb to be regularly takes the article. Yes? What's that? I didn't hear you. Well, that's right. They don't. That's right. And maybe, you know, maybe that means Robbie means legion here or something like that. So yeah, it's possible. Right. Okay, well, we got to get to 50 and 51. Jesus replied and said to him, because I said to you that I had seen you, you notice how I kicked that back one, that I had seen you under the suitcase. That's why we know that previous one, while theoretically it's Philip, it's probably not, unless they were both under there. Under the fig, you believe. Maizo tuton opse. Greater than these you will see. Maizo. That is an alternative form of a neuter plural accusative maizana. The ni drops out. And he says to him, truly, truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens opened in an open condition, aneogota, that's a perfect active participle, and the angels of God walking up and walking down upon the Son of Man. Now, before everybody leaves, let me just mention to you here that we've got to have here, without a doubt, a reference to Genesis 28, 10 to 17, the Jacob's ladder. What I want you to realize, and if you're preaching a sermon on this, you really want to look at this. Remember, almost every time a quotation is a hook to the total context. If you look at the total context of the Jacob story, you see that in the verses that follow, we have the following things. Well, first you have that it's Jacob. Then you have God's promise, the land on which you are lying, I will give to your descendants. Your descendants will be as numerous as the dust of the ground. All the families of the earth will be blessed in you. I will be with you, and I will not leave you. And then Jacob says, this is a holy place. This is the house of God, the gate of heaven. Now, I think where that begins to now funnel in here is simply this. This is the great sucking sound of the Gospel of John, namely that everything that happens in the Old Testament comes to fruition in Jesus, so that he is the seed of Jacob. He is this is one of your themes, Paul, the land, the place where God's people find their resting place. He is the temple, the place of the holy dwelling place of God, and the gate of heaven, and so forth. Now, it's not 19 verses later that this is confirmed in chapter 2. When in chapter 2, there's the discussion of the temple, and he says, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. What does that mean? That's the dwelling place of God. And that's the place where you find God coming to you, and where you find yourself having access to God. That's a tremendously strong statement right there. It's a wonderful thing that I think would be just a great focus for a sermon. I don't know if it would be everything, you know, but he certainly, if you look at what God says to Jacob and Jacob then muses about, I don't know that there's a big point made about the ladder, but it does talk about the place where you have access to God, and that's what I think the real point would be. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know quite what to say. I mean, we had to get to this last part here. And I'm not quite sure if it's just as sort of crass as the Thomas story. You know, you'd have kind of bookends in the book, wouldn't you? I never really thought about this before. But with both people believing because of something overtly miraculous. And Jesus says to Thomas, well, have you seen and believed? Blessed are those. And, you know, it's the same thing here. Oh, I saw you under there. Does that make you believe? You know, maybe it's that same theme coming out. Oh, well, I take it that the tree was not in sight. Right. Yeah, no. Oh, I guess I've never taken it that the tree, here's where we're filling in on level two, you know, but I've never taken it that the tree was sort of like right across the quad or something like that, but that this was like, I saw you at home in Wisconsin or something like that. Yeah. Now, I think your question still stands, namely, how does he get from there to being the king of Israel or something like that? But I think there's a kind of a miraculous thing here. What? Oh, I see what you're saying. So he's just, yeah, okay, yeah, right, just filling that in, right. I guess I was focusing in on specifically the Son of God, the King of Israel sort of thing, unless Nathaniel's got that. You know, I should have mentioned, too, that Nathaniel's never mentioned in the list of the followers, and some people think it's Bartholomew. But there's really no particular proof for that. But on the other hand, you had Cephas and Peter, dual names, Paul and Saul. So it's certainly possible. Levi and Matthew and so forth. Okay, thanks.